This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
They pull the goalie down by two, 3:20 to go. And that is shot into the empty net. Esa Lindell. The length of the ice.
What are you laughing at?
Well, we were fist pumping, the music came down, and we were still fist pumping, but we're off beat. Rough beat.
And we're white. And we're final white. Hour, yeah. Fist pump time on the Fan Cam, Twitch, and YouTube as the Dallas Stars pull off the stunner. And we got a special edition in studio to add to his workload today.
Oh, man.
It is Corey Majors from the KNC Masterpiece wearing a version of green.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. I guess I hadn't noticed.
Planning on going to the gym after the show today.
Well. So. How crazy was that? How crazy was that last night?
Last night's game was awesome. That was amazing. And to get fisticuffs with 0.1 second left on the clock, too, to get some fighting at the end of it.
I turned to the NBA game, so I missed that. I didn't see what happened. How did it happen?
Yeah, it was everybody just kind of collided. Bischel just flies in there and is like, hey, let me get some of this, too. And then is it Corey Perry, oldest man on the ice, youngest man on the ice? Are going at it. And Corey Perry looked like he wanted to teach the kid a lesson. Like, he was looking at the referee like, I'm about to show this kid.
Yeah. Then he was mocking him afterwards, saying, look at him putting his, taking cover.
Oh, you turtle head. You crouching down.
But yeah,
is,
man.
Is Mason Marchment our most disliked player?
He's our most
by other people?
No, by us.
Yes.
Oh, I was going to say.
Because I'm every...
Got another penalty last night.
Every single...
And that facial hair.
Every single... group chat.
Wait, is that him with the mustache?
Yeah.
He's got the Raleigh fingers.
In this one hockey group chat, every single game, there will be all it said is effing Marchment. It's all it will say.
Yeah.
Because it's coming. A dumb penalty at some point is happening. And this is the child of an NHL player. Like, you would think, like, oh, there's like hockey IQ. Right? You would think, because, like, it's just, they're at a different level.
And a couple of years ago, it was Suter, effing Suter.
Yeah, I was about to say, Ryan Suter was the one that they were kicking a couple
of
years ago.
The last couple of years, Marchment's really been our only size and physicality. Like, and that was kind of the scary part of it, was he was the biggest dude out there. This year, he has been, it's been bad. He's been had a lot of lazy reaching penalties. I will say, the Stars do feel they're aggressive, and like they feel aggressive, and that is part of the reason. Because they know that their penalty kill can kill penalties. So they feel very confident that we can go out there and be aggressive. There is a thin line, though, between aggressive and lazy. And then sometimes there's like, oh, man, you didn't need to reach there. But, yeah, he's been – I called for a scratch in game six. I was like, scratch him, dude. Get him out of there.
Wow.
And then he goes out there and has a really good game in game six and then, you know, comes out and has another penalty last night.
When did you feel it was turning? When did you – take us through the emotions of the comeback.
It was the
Miko
power play.
Which one?
Going into the third period. So they had, 37 seconds they burned off there.
Yeah.
And I was thinking to myself, all right, this is awesome because this is – you walk into that room and you tell the guys, we just did this in game six in overtime. So we know we come out of here, we walk out on the, we skate out on the ice, and we have a plan in place and we're going to bury one home and we're going to get out of here tonight. And so I really had confidence that if they did that then,
yeah,
then it would be quicksand for the Oilers.
And that was the Miro one. That was where he was screened off. He got screened off with the power
play.
What
a shot, man. That was a missile, dude. That was awesome.
When these guys just... There were a couple last night where sometimes I get confused. Like, is that actually in? But last night, there were some highlight reel worthy shots on both sides.
You know, and I wonder, like, you know, if, because we have the, We have the ability to put a mile per hour on a slap shot now. And I wonder, like, 1974, we didn't have that, right? But what would it have been? Like, how much harder are they hitting today than they did even, you know, 50 years ago?
Yeah, but you watch some guys back then, it was the wind up and the crow hop just to get it. Dude, Miro's doing that from the wrist.
They're doing the crow hop.
Yeah, Miro's doing this from the wrist. What do I mean, and you see the difference when he's on the ice too, right? Defensively, you see a real difference with him out there because he can cover so much ice and he can do so much offensively. He is just an athlete at the supreme being.
Corey Majors in studio to celebrate the stars from the KNC masterpiece. Who wakes up feeling like the better team this morning?
I love this because you have to wake up feeling emotionally scarred from last night. And the Stars have done this now to Colorado, and they did it to the Jets as well, where you steal a game late, and they've got to be sitting there going, what the F just happened? We had complete control of this thing, and they made an adjustment and turned it on. Now, the power play was obviously the difference last night, and I got it. DeBoer, every step of the way, has been giving so much credit to his special teams coaches. He was like, look, we started this season, we were the worst, and now here we are, we're the best. And I got to give all those guys the credit on it. To start the game, weren't we going, hey, can we get a shot? Their PK is getting more shots than our power play
now. Played, that first power play, they played scared.
Yes.
The Stars played scared in that first power play. And like, the Stars wake up today, it's like, all right, we stole one, but we're also never going to play that bad again the first 40 minutes.
And we got it from everyone else.
Yeah.
The depth.
Right. Absolutely.
You know, so, like,
there's a lot to feel good about from the Stars, even though that you didn't play well in the first 40 minutes. A, you won, you're going to feel good about that anyway, but you don't think you're playing that poorly again. And like you said, the other guys helped.
There's been no Robo, Jamie Benn, and then I forgot that Mikko was on the Stars last night.
Yeah.
I was like, where is he? What's going on? And then his name got mentioned once.
Yeah.
And you still won with six goals.
Yeah, that first line, you know, it does have a lot of unique ability with Granlund, too. I think we overlook that trade a lot because of Mikko, but Cody Ceci and Granlund in that trade has been an exceptional addition. But yeah, it's nice whenever you don't hear Mikko, but you still get six goals in the game.
Yes.
And Duchesne finally showing up too. Like, that was yesterday, we had Brian Ray on, and he's fantastic, dude. He's great. I said, hey man, which one of these guys looks like they're about to crack it open? And he was like, Duchesne, he's that close, hitting crossbars. You got all these opportunities, and he's that close to getting it done.
By the way, I was just looking through the great website, moneypuck.com,
yeah, baby.
Sean, which actually there is good stuff on here, okay? I was looking at they have probabilities for each shot. What is the likelihood that each shot, given the angle, how far away they are, everything else, how likely it is that they're going to score? Miro's goal last night had a 1.7% chance of scoring. It was the most unlikely goal they've scored this postseason.
Wow. And then their goaltender was a big question.
He was. Skinner was a question coming in. He was bad against the Kings in the first two games, got removed, and then there was the injury, right? So then as Picard got hurt, and since he came back, I mean, he actually did play really well. He had back-to-back shutouts in the last two games against Vegas, but this is why he was essentially benched in the first place. He is a inconsistent wild card.
Is Hagelin, you think, a nut job sitting next to watching these games? You think he gets really, really emotional?
I bet when they were down 3-1, he was, don't talk to me.
Do you text him during?
We'll text occasionally about when something sucks. We're like, man, this sucks. And then whenever something's great, it's like that. But yeah, we do text back and forth throughout. Alex is Alex on the text as well. A lot of times, it is you feel down whenever everything's as down as it was, and you're like, you feel like it's over.
But where's his intro music?
There he comes.
Coming like through the tunnel.
McMahon walking in.
That's the glass.
Were you just misrepresented?
Did you guys start crosstalk early? What's happening?
Well, we know you guys have such a heavy load today.
Who the hell knows?
We could have an hour show. We could have a 4-hour show. And we don't know if G-Bag will show
rain.
Up. Right. It is at 24% rain right now.
Hell so. Yeah. So, I don't think I was misrepresented at all. I was just listening to that. I think the thing that agitates me the most, and I'm sure a lot of Stars fans the same thing, is the really terrible power plays that you'll see
to start.
I know every team will have them, but man, when you see a bad power play, I feel like that's more frustrating than just about any.
But you're complaining about the Stars power play
from last night?
The very first one.
Yeah, the very first one was
No, miserable. Obviously, the third period.
That wasn't good enough for you?
Edmonton's like, oh, high stick anybody that moves.
Yeah.
It was incredible. But no, yeah, that first power play, not just that game, but just in general, I think a slow, non-shooting power play will get the Techs moving.
The two things to give credit
two
to.
Two things.
One, Tyler Seguin just... Dude, when he got that breakaway, he looked young. He looked young, and he was just like, I'm getting out of here, guys. Watch this. And then that other deflection goal was awesome. But the crowd to reward their team on PKs, to reward their team after they, you know, the way they are with the cheering. Yeah. Like, early in the game, it was like, oh, man, very similar to Colorado. There's just like two periods of what the hell's going on.
Yeah.
And then it was like, oh, no, this is important times. We know y'all just killed this off. We got to give y'all the credit for what y'all just did.
I felt bad that for Scottie Scheffler. I'm like, you went to a bad game. Boring game one before the Colonial today.
And then you went to the craziest third period we've seen in a long time. Although I feel like I've said that about at least one period in every single Stars series so far.
Yeah.
Are you still going to put this behind Mikko game 7 for this run?
Yes.
Or do you think this one can vault to 1?
Yeah, because of the importance of it, who it was against,
game seven
situation. You were down that much, and the one guy did it. You know, the one guy. Like,
we should not be playing
this
right now. We shouldn't even be playing.
See, and I'm with you, but I think the great thing is too, you're starting to collect that group of moments that at the end you're like, okay, well, don't forget about the third period of game one of Westcott. Oh my God, you're right.
You know, Bochy yesterday was talking about that Matt Cain perfect game. He was like, nothing brings the guys together like that kind of moment. Late in the game, everybody's pulling for each other. When you know you can hang your hat on something like that, you start feeling
we'll
like
talk about the
it's inevitable. You start feeling like, hey, man, we know what we are. And Kevin, I've been saying this all since Colorado. Third period is where the Stars, they've leaned on you all game. They're heavy. They're beating you up.
And
then third period, they turn it on.
Has been really good in the third
I think
third
they only
period.
Had 4 comeback wins this year. In third period comeback wins this year. Yep. And they got 4 in the playoffs already.
Wow. They matched it. Thank you, boys.
See ya.
KNC Masterpiece. Could be 1 hour.
You don't need to know what's coming up on our show. Is that not what we're doing right now?
9:40, I think. You know, we'll talk to you. Okay. I think we'll talk to you again, possibly. What are they saying in Edmonton? Here are the Oilers fans on Twitter. We have a couple of elite superstars. Dallas has the more complete team. That's the matchup and the challenge, whether McDavid and Draisaitl can perform enough magic to win out over a deeper Dallas team. That's kind of what we said yesterday. Oilers' weakness is their goalies. Fact said that long time ago. It starts with the other team getting a little jump in their game. Once that energy rose, it was all she wrote. Skinner. The Oilers are not a sound team. Bonehead penalties from Perry and Kane sit them down. Dumb penalties, including great acting by Duchesne and weak goaltending. So that is the reaction coming from Edmonton after last night's stunner.
You know, we are following the path of winning a title in Dallas because Texas was struggling heading into the postseason 23. Mavericks were struggling in 2011 heading into the postseason. They lost those back-to-back against the Blazers. Even the last Super Bowl, the Cowboys won. That was at the end of the season. They lost in Philly on that load left play, and everybody's like, you need to fire Switzer now before the playoffs. So this guarantees a title, basically.
All right. Are we about to change the college football playoff already? Some news is coming in. Choppy has it for you in the red zone for your football fix next on 105.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's T Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's T Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities.
and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Five, three, the fan.
How many people want to eat a W tonight?
You know what I like about the media? They think you can just dial 1-800 and get a quarterback.
Yeah, there you go.
It's the Red Zone, also known as your football fix, here every day at 9:20 with Sean and RJ, along with our Cowboys insider, Bobby Belt. In case you did not know, the Tush Push is here to stay. They came up two votes short, and the Cowboys were one of the teams who tried to get it out. The Cowboys are going to be featured during the in-season portion of Hard Knocks. Off-season, it's the Buffalo Bills. A little disappointed in that?
Yeah, I'm not disappointed. It's like, I don't know. They could have San Fran. San Fran would have been, I think, interesting with the Purdy contract and, you know, Shanahan and kind of like a retooling. I think Atlanta would have been interesting with Kirk. What are they doing with Kirk? How awkward is that?
Well, isn't he? He's on quarterback, isn't he? Isn't he on quarterback again? Kirk, so I mean, I think we're going to get the behind the scenes on that.
I know Burrow is.
So, I mean, the Bills won. Obviously, there's the stress.
I don't even know the qualifications anymore to be on Hard Knocks.
So they changed it a little bit. So now, I guess, if you are a first-year coach, you can be on it now.
Yeah, they widened the scope.
They widened it a little bit. So,
well, in season, it's going to be the entire NFC East. I'm not thrilled if I'm the Giants having to participate in a form of this again, but Cowboys, in season, will go inside the walls with Brian Schottenheimer and George Pickens.
How much is the Giants, one, just going to focus on the bromance of Jackson Dart and Cam Scataboo? And these young 100% kids. 100% of it. That's going to be the focus.
Choppy will love it, and Bobby will puke over it. We got some college kegger to throw your way as well.
All right, so Ross Dellinger reports that the CFP executives are going to adopt a straight seeding model for this season. For college football. So, last year, you had teams like Texas taking on their first-round game was against Clemson. And then you had Oregon, and obviously Texas, whose next game was then against Arizona State. Meanwhile, you had Oregon, the number one team in the nation. Their first game was against the 8-9, which was Ohio State versus Tennessee. And obviously it was Ohio State, and Ohio State just ran through everybody. So it was like they say a little unfair. So they're going to adopt, according to Ross Dellinger, they're going to adopt this, a straight seeding model. So last year, the four byes would have been Oregon, Georgia, Texas would have been the 3 seed, and then Penn State the 4. So Texas actually would have made out better last year in the previous model because they got Clemson and then they got Arizona State. This year, their first game would have been against Ohio State. Ohio State would have been the 6 seed. So it would have been Indiana, Boise as the 8. Winner plays Oregon. It would have been Tennessee, SMU, 7-10. Winner plays Georgia. Ohio State, Arizona State, 6-11. Winner plays Texas. And then Notre Dame, Clemson. Winner plays Penn State. That's how it would have been.
It was not a great structure. I mean, as a Texas fan, it was awesome.
Right.
I loved it because you got the home game at DKR. Then you got to play Arizona State in the next round because of the way the setup was. Oregon and Georgia were the top 2 seeds. Oregon and Georgia lost to the eventual teams that went to the national title. Like, that's how the structure was. Their bracket was your very first game is against the 2 teams that ultimately went to the national title. So they had to take Notre Dame and Ohio State right out of the gate. Texas conceivably could have gotten a run of we beat Clemson, then we get Arizona State, then we get potentially somebody like Tennessee or Ohio State finally in that round, and then they would have gotten set up to play Notre Dame in the title. Whereas Oregon would have had to have gone through Ohio State, Texas, and then potentially taking on Georgia, or in the case that it ended up, Notre Dame.
So it is a more fair setup this way. Obviously, nothing's perfectly fair because schedules are different and conferences are different, and they're going to seed teams accordingly. But, you know, you're still going to get your automatic qualifier, so you're still going to get the ACC, Big 12, Big 10, SEC, and then Group of Five. You're still going to get those five in, and then obviously Notre Dame is a part of this too, but you're going to seed them more accordingly. And, you know, so in this situation, Indiana would have had a home game. Notre Dame would have had a home game. Ohio State would have had a home game. And Tennessee would have had a home game. That's how it would have worked this past year.
I still think the biggest benefit, if you've earned not only the buys, like I still think the biggest benefit is make those the campus games. I get for structure why they don't want to go bowl game and then to campus games and then back to the... But still, the greatest benefit of finishing the top four should be you should get a home game. Insane... Like, Oregon should have been able to play
Nasty. That would have been nasty. That would have been crazy.
And that would have made a difference, I think. Like, now, they got handled by Ohio State in that game. But, I mean, it made a difference during the season, playing in Eugene and beating Ohio State.
Yeah, now, like, Arizona State, I mean, I don't know what their home field advantage is like.
It's not very good. It's kind of a crappy school.
And I don't know what it's like. So... That's good. So it looks like, according to Ross Dellinger, that they're going to move on from that. Now, moving on. College football kegger. Lincoln Riley. He is gutless. Man. So we all know why he went to USC and left Oklahoma.
Scared of the SEC.
He got brisket there. What's that?
Don't have to cook brisket there. Right.
Yeah, or you could cook bad brisket there and hide it. Nobody knows. Yeah. So he left because he didn't want any part of the SEC. He got word they were going to the SEC. So he's like, I'm out. He goes to USC. Well, now USC is in the Big Ten. And Lincoln Riley, so Notre Dame and USC have played every year since 1925, except 2020, because that was a COVID year, and during World War II, because they didn't have players, because their players were fighting in the war, right?
They're playing for America.
Every other year, USC and Notre Dame have played. And Lincoln's like, you know, we're in the Big Ten now. We play Ohio State. We don't really want to play Notre Dame anymore. And kudos to Notre Dame. Marcus Freeman's like, you know what? You don't want to play us? We're going to go play Wisconsin. They're playing Wisconsin in Lambeau. So they're not going to replace. And Notre Dame gets a lot of flack because they play.
Not with Marcus.
Over the years, they played the Sisters of the Poor.
Oh, I thought he was a good-looking man. I thought you were going to say that.
And now with Marcus, it's like, you know what? We want to play USC. Oh, okay. USC drops out. We're going to go play Wisconsin in Lambeau. It's going to be a cool environment. Lincoln Riley, the gutless wonder.
No one has taken more of a reputation hit, not only, I think, publicly, but in professional circles than Lincoln. He is not well-liked.
What's the professional word?
I think NFL and college folks think that he is a massive pain to deal with and that he's kind of an ego trip and just like a little
nowhere close to Kingsbury. Young, good-looking, offensive gurus.
No, Kingsbury's reputation around the league is really, really strong. Of just like at college and pro, just like solid dude, works hard. Like, in fact, one of the things you hear consistently from people about Kingsbury is they're like, the pretty boy reputation is not... Like that's unfounded. The dude works really, really hard. Whereas Lincoln Riley, I think, is thought of as cutting corners, kind of a dictator with the way that he operates with people, whether it be, you know, athletes or media or NFL teams that come in there and want to handle things. He is really, really difficult to deal with. I think the NFL teams that would have hired him a couple years ago would absolutely not touch him today, regardless of how he's performed.
Will you get a fifth year for college athletes?
My guy Vanderbilt will.
So Diego, and this is the Diego Pavia rule. Now, it's not a rule yet. They're still trying to figure this out, but like in the short term, you know, I from what I've understood, they're not counting JUCO as a eligibility year this year. They're going to kind of reassess this. Well, there's a new lawsuit saying that because of this, if you go and you go through the full 4 years of a Division I program and you decide to go to grad school because of NIL, and that will be your highest year of earnings, theoretically, can you get a fifth year? They're suing. There's a lawsuit on the books right now. And if you're going to allow JUCO to do that, their contention is, why would you not allow us?
Right.
This whole thing is getting screwed up because – It's always been 4 years. It's always been 4 years of eligibility. And now you have like five to play four. So I don't know what they're going to do here, Bobby, but like this completely changes. If they allow this, I mean, this changes everything.
I'll tell you what they're going to do. They're going to do whatever Nick Saban tells them to do. However Nick Saban wants to direct it from the sidelines, or not even the literal sidelines, because the coward had to quit because he was like, oh, this playing field's too even. I can't do this anymore. So until he gets that straightened out, until he gets college football back the exact Nick Saban way he wants, I don't know. So I guess we just got to wait for Nick Saban to weigh in and tell us what they're going to do about it.
I cannot keep track. I feel so sports stupid when it's redshirt sophomore and this and that, and all the terms, and keep it 26-year-old, 27-year-old.
Yeah.
I cannot keep track of
it. It's a lot. It's a lot to keep track of. But
I know Pavia, man, he knew he had to stay for the earning potential versus his NFL prospects.
No doubt.
And I'm telling you, it is a scene. I don't know what type of film production they're working on there with the Pavia family, but they're going to cash in on this if Vanderbilt has anywhere close to as good of a year.
We just got done, by the way. You remember Tyler Shuck, who just came to the draft? He just got done playing his 7 years in college.
Cam Rising retired from football at Utah. All right, yeah. Cam Rising got to he started at the University of Texas during the Obama administration.
What?
And he retired this year. He was gonna.
I mean, he's 45 years old.
Like, he could have got an eighth year of eligibility because of injuries and red shirts and COVID year and everything. It's insane. North Carolina, Mack Brown, with some fighting words about what's going on with Bill Belichick. This is on SiriusXM College Radio.
And in our last couple of years there, we were having to get parents with money. We were trying to get kids over a 3.0. Because that's who we could get. We signed 26 players at North Carolina, our next to last year, high school players, and didn't pay them a penny. So those kids, I felt guilty. We even had Omarion Hampton. He got offered $1 million plus to leave, and he stayed for $300,000. I told him he should leave because it was just crazy as you were looking at those things. As far as North Carolina and Bill Belichick, now he's arguably the best coach ever. They've committed money to it. They've helped them with academics. They've lowered those standards some. So there's absolutely no reason that they shouldn't be successful. And
so he's saying they've lowered the standards.
Yeah, now you all dumb it down.
For Bill.
They have, apparently. That's been some of the chatter out of there, so that they did lower the grade point average requirements.
Yeah, look, I mean,
Do you go in there as a college coach and say, one of my must-haves is you gotta lower the standard.
Yeah, I mean, now, like, Notre Dame,
imagine saying that, how dirty that would feel as a teacher,
right?
You know, supposed to be building up, but you go in and you go, I'm not saying Bill did this, I'm just asking, do they do it, and would you do it? And you go, you need to dumb this down a little bit.
Yeah,
I need some more dummies around here.
So Stanford and Notre Dame
that's Ollie's favorite word now, dummy. I taught him.
Stanford and Notre Dame,
bro's a dummy,
operate in the, you know, they operate in that space pretty well, where it's like, we have our standards and we're kind of keeping our standards. The problem for North Carolina is they're not Notre Dame. Notre Dame, like, gets kids who they want to go there, you know?
North Carolina is a pretty good school, though.
Oh, no. It's a great academic school. I'm saying the football program doesn't have the cachet. Like, Notre Dame's got the Carolina basketball program does.
Yeah.
Duke, same way, right? They do a good job of that. But, like, if you're these schools right now, because of NIL, they got to make a decision. Like, what do you want to be? Like, just admit that you're a football factory on the field. Have your academic standards separate. It's not about school anymore.
Bill announced we're a football factory.
Yes. The moment you're paying these kids $2-5 million a year, like the quarterback at Duke is making $4 million a year or whatever, like, he's not there to play school.
You're right. It would be a tough pitch to go in there and say, like, oh, can we just lower this? Can I get some? So what's the pitch got to be? Does Bill got to walk in there and go, like, I want to help these at-risk students. They really need structure,
right?
Yeah. Guidance. Football, like, I think their grade point average is going to slip if you don't let them play football.
Well, one more thing about Bill.
Get him on the Highland Park soccer team.
There is a report out there that his ex, Linda Holiday, and Jordan Hudson got into it at a Christmas party or whatever.
Nice.
But something else stood out.
Play a cat fight sound.
Something else stood out is that there was this little notation that Bill's ex lives in a house he purchased for her in 2024. He was dating Jordan at the time. But this is her house now. It's like she lives in Bill's house.
Yeah.
Purchased in 2024.
Linda, this is some pageant fight stuff. Linda Holiday, Belichick's ex, her two daughters DJ'd this big event in Nantucket. I got to go to Nantucket one day and just see what this is like. Have you ever been?
I've been to Block Island, which is like kind of the same thing. It's just on the Rhode Island side. It's fun.
Is it?
Yeah, it's great. It's quaint.
Jordan shows up because she's like, I wanted to come to the big event. Like, and Linda's like, you got some balls showing up here at my family's event, right. And then had her escorted out. And she goes like, Mama Bear took over.
It is undefeated.
Some balls of this girl.
It escorted, is undefeated. And it is bringing down Bill's legacy.
And he's letting it.
Unless he dominates. I'm rooting for him now. I'm back to rooting for him.
For it big time.
Right?
Yep.
All right, there it is. Little Red Zone College Football Edition on Sean and RJ with the Cowboys insider, Bobby Bell. We continue to celebrate the stunner at the AAC with the KNC Masterpiece. Next, Crosstalk right here on the...
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit mensteaclinic.com. That's mensteaclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Fan.
Ranted and shot, comes to Ducheney and a wide open goal, and they score!
Our boy Sean McDonough on the call as the Dallas Stars, which we discussed with the KNC Masterpiece, pull the stunner last night at the AAC, 6-3 with 5 in the third. More heartbreaking loss we were debating earlier. The Knicks or the Oilers?
It's the Knicks for sure. The Oilers were only ahead by 2 goals. Like, the Knicks were ahead by 14 points with 2.5 minutes left to go.
But, like, really controlling the Stars, yeah, right?
You're right.
Were you, and I probably agree with you.
I was very concerned.
But how much were you rethinking? What was your original series prediction?
I said Edmonton in 6.
Okay, well, then you were not rethinking last night.
Okay, see, I hate when people do that. And they say that all the time. Okay, let's say I would have picked the Stars to win.
But you know your power.
What difference does that make?
Well, you know your power.
Well, guess what?
You changed the outcome on 4 different games.
Maybe I did it on purpose because I picked Winnipeg in game 6 and they lost.
But you didn't do that in a tease.
His power is speaking his truth. Whatever he feels inside. But you had to be feeling good about the prediction.
But I look, you're right, but I said a million times I would much rather be wrong. But
I know, we don't need to do all that fake Homer radio crap.
You look at the first
say
two
what you
periods,
think is going to happen.
And I was like, oh no. Like, this is what I was afraid of. This is the Edmonton team that had won 8 of 9, and the only game they lost in the playoffs, well, besides the first two, was when they gave up a goal with 0.4 seconds left. I was like, this is the juggernaut team that I saw on the other side of the bracket, and I was like, good night, they're good.
Yeah.
What was the stat, Bobby, you gave the other day
the Stars haven't won in less than six since...
Oh, yeah. 22 out of their last 23 playoff series have gone at least six games.
Is that right?
That's insane.
Holy. Something like that.
They just don't...
Yeah, it was like the last one was like, I think it was 05.
It was probably like
my mom was alive the last time this streak was consistently there.
Think about how crazy that is. So one time in 23 series, Carolina won both of their series 4-1. So they surpassed that in two series and then got their doors blown off in game one.
And will continue to get their doors blown off.
I think you're probably right about that.
Does the game two winner syndrome hit the Stars? Like, NBA lessons teach us that the Knicks are just going to dominate game two.
Right.
Because of what happened last night, and you're satisfied you got one on the road. I wonder what the complacency level will be for tomorrow night at the AAC.
We've seen them be complacent multiple times in the Colorado series and the Winnipeg series where they have a really great game and then they come out and get smoked 4-0. And you're like, watching them, they look like two different teams, right? You're like, that other team was fast and hitting and all this, and this team looks like it just showed up tonight and is going through the motions. In my mind, because I'm a conspiracy theorist, I'm always like, oh yeah, DeBoer obviously said go 75% tonight, guys. We'll get them on the next game. Like, that's how my mind works, but it's not real. But I think as Brian Ware was telling us yesterday, the fact that DeBoer has line change advantage continues to be a thing that he can manipulate so that he has his guys out on the ice to take advantage of whatever Draisaitl and McDavid are trying to bring. By the way, I forgot how much I hated hearing Draisaitl's name last year.
Like, I like it.
Oh, stop it,
Bobby. I think it just it kind of rolls off.
Gosh,
by the way, you realize so last annoying. Night that 6-3 game, I think that now brings them to, even though they're 9-5 in the playoffs, Dallas is now -1 on their goal differential.
Yeah, because when they
in
lose.
The overall postseason.
Yeah, because when they get beat, they lose 4-0, and then they're winning games like 3-2.
But that's why, you know, point differential to me can be very misleading a lot of times. Because I don't feel like the Stars have gotten lucky throughout the postseason.
No, not at all. Look, and you've seen a couple of those games, like you mentioned the 4-0 games, where it did kind of feel like it got packed in at 2-0, and you're like, I'm good.
Yeah, and differentials are usually not good to look at in, like, the little small sample sizes. No. Yeah. Over the course of, like,
a regular
half
season.
A season or something, it's usually pretty indicative.
Go ahead. It was interesting that you were talking about the Pacers. The Knicks did the exact opposite of the Boston series. Like, when they were just getting worked, and then they had their incredible comeback and then won the game. And then to see them on the opposite side was wild. Well,
your interruption was actually a perfect segue.
Yes! Halliburton driving. He's in the lane. He nearly lost it. He backs up and unloads a three. Oh! That did not happen! It hit the back of the rim. It popped high into the air. And it dropped gently through the net.
Tremendous. I didn't love that call, but the end of it was tremendous.
Did you watch this live?
Yes. I'm sorry. I watched the overtime live. I did not see the shot, and I was watching the Stars game with Brandon, and I was like, hey, and I think Tyrese Halliburton just hit a three-pointer at the buzzer to win the game. And he looked it up, and he goes, oh, man, looks like. And he goes, oh, it says it's tied. And so we didn't get to watch through, like, the replay and everything. And then that meant overtime was starting, so we immediately went over to overtime.
Yeah, I got the notification. I can't remember what the notification said. It was something crazy, like, about the Halliburton shot.
And I know that that's the shot that people are talking about. That game was still there for the Knicks taking in overtime. Absolutely. They had the advantage multiple times, and their defense on that last bucket was terrible.
Well, I was wondering, were they trying to allow a quick bucket so they would have a chance for a three? I don't know.
I don't think
so. They had to foul.
Because I thought they brought in a defensive replacement, and then they just had a miscommunication because just that path to the basket was way too easy.
Who are you guys rooting for in both series?
I'm rooting
Stars over the Yankees.
Yeah.
Stars.
Well, you've already lost that one.
Yeah. Crap. Florida.
I'm rooting for the Knicks.
Ugh.
I like Jalen Brunson.
I'm rooting for Brunson. Yeah.
I love Jalen Brunson. I don't want Knicks fans. I'm at a point right now where I just don't want Knicks fans to be happy.
Guys, I agree with you.
You have not seen insufferable until you see Knicks fans.
Worse than Boston?
Just imagine they make Cowboys Boston. Fans
you would
like.
Rather. I would rather
less racial taunts, but more trash being thrown.
I would rather sit.
Give me the breakdown, like it's Mesquite Garland, like Bobby breaks it down.
Okay. All right.
Oh, that's still sad.
me and Kevin's hoods.
I would rather sit on a
Boston, Philly, New York, the fans.
Most insufferable.
Yeah. New York's the worst.
Not It depends on which team.
All right.
Like Met Nick fans, because they never win. They never win. They would be the absolute most insufferable without
question. I thought it was Nets or, yeah, I thought it was Nets, Mets, Yankees, Knicks, Rangers.
Nets are not part of it.
Islanders, yeah. Mets, Jets.
Everyone's a Knick fan. Mets and Yankee fans are all Knick fans.
Okay.
Like the Nets have nothing. At least back, because they used to be Jersey. That was they're like the Devils. They have no fans. Everyone's a Knick fan. So you're getting the worst of both.
Except for Putty.
You get the worst of both. You get the worst of you get the worst of the Yankee fans and the worst of the Met fans as a Knick fan. And it's just they're just insufferable. And they never win. You know, at least the Yankees win. So it's like they kind of have a they understand. Knick fans never, they've never tasted success. I would much rather sit between two Boston fans on a flight to Australia, a place I would never go, ever.
Why are you against Australia?
It's too far.
Okay.
You'll be part of my world. Get off your island and push it closer. Like, that's what you got to do. Sharks and everything.
He won't even go to Outback.
I don't care.
He won't even eat a blooming onion.
I don't like a blooming onion.
What? You don't like onion rings?
Nah, I'm not a fan.
Oh, my God.
Pacers Thunder is going to be one of the least watched NBA finals ever. Yeah,
it will be the Rangers Diamondbacks.
Yeah, basically, yeah.
Who are you rooting for in the West, each of you? Oh, did you pick your East team that you want?
Yeah, I'm rooting for Brunson. But this Tyrese Halliburton story about how hated he is by everybody is kind of making me pull for him a little bit.
Same.
I can see that. I'm rooting for the Timberwolves as well.
Okay.
Yeah.
Viewership for game one of the West Finals was down 24% from last year. Excluding the COVID playoffs, the least watched conference finals opener since, oh my God, who played in 2013 in the West?
In the West.
Good job. Can you remember against
Spurs, him? Thunder?
No.
Heat?
Grizzlies.
No, West. Oh, sorry. No.
Who said Grizzlies?
Ross.
This guy.
How do you know so much history?
You kind of hope that was wrong the way you celebrated.
No.
Love to study it.
Yeah, he pulled the Halliburton of producer comments right there.
I celebrate
too early. It was Grizzlies Spurs in 2013.
Was that the Grindhouse?
24% drop.
Zeebo.
For game one in the West. Corey, what's coming up?
Man. It's a good question, Sean.
You don't know.
Potentially 1 hour of radio.
Precipitation.
Potentially
four.
Yeah. We'll see. I mean, we're going to talk about the Stars game last night.
How are you balancing this rain delay versus the TV production having to take over? Don't they have to go on TV anyway?
It's interesting. We were told that if it gets into network, then it's them from there on. So once it's in network, it's them. But we're also asked to stick around.
So the TV side may run pickleball until they actually know what's happening. They're not going to go on and have to carry it long term.
Yeah, we don't know. It's just a fingers crossed kind of situation.
So tune in at 11.
Yeah.
To see what happens.
Or 10.
Or 12. I
mean, we'll be on at 10 for sure.
Yeah, that's going to happen, and we'll talk Stars. And you asked which one was more heartbreaking. What about that Rangers game? That Rangers game was pretty heartbreaking last night.
Expected, though.
How much show have you actually prepared for?
We're ready for 4 hours segment. If need be.
Oh. Yeah.
There might not be a structured run sheet, but all the topics are ready to go. We'll figure it out as
getting
we
it
go.
Prepared.
Are you
prepared.
Throwing the Rangers into the heartbreak loss rankings last night, or they're clearly third?
See, I think I'm just angrier about that than I am, like, heartbroken.
Yeah, Bobby was pretty angry last night on our text.
I'm angry.
It's the third time.
Puke Jackson. That's what we're calling
Jackson.
Him.
Look, they're 1-10. Him, Martin, and Garcia are 1-10 this season.
It's not good. That's not good at all.
Not in save opportunities, but wins.
Record.
That's a record.
I don't know why. Like, we give, and deservedly so, we give Chris Young such credit for, like, the foresight and, like, I need all these contingencies and I want to make all these acquisitions. And yet they went into this season going, like, let's have a 6 ERA guy be our closer. That's a good idea.
You know what? The one thing they made their bullpen was the floor higher, but they didn't get a lockdown closer. Like, that's the difference.
I mean, they didn't just not get a lockdown closer. They got a black hole that they're putting out
there. They
don't
have
close.
A spot. They don't have a dude, and they threw Luke Jackson out there. And before the season, we were like, I don't trust him.
But you know what? To be fair,
he started off hot, and then he has turned back into a pumpkin.
What was Kirby Yates before they got him ERA-wise?
He had it was the injury season, too, that he was dealing with a little bit there?
So, well, he had a 5-1-4 in 2022. a 3-2-8 in Atlanta before.
So. The peripherals were a lot better on him.
Yeah, but you're thinking that the Rangers were kind of thinking, hey, maybe I can.
Yeah, like Cowboys
are running back. A lot of teams try that. Yeah. Some teams are just good at finding relievers.
Yeah. Like
some teams are just really, really good at it. Some teams are can't do it. Rangers have been really good.
The plug-in starter.
As finding the plug-in starter. They've been really good at that. It's just they haven't been able to, or at least, you know, not right now, figure out their bullpen.
But it's a guy. Usually, it's a guy that they're when they go and get the plug and start or something. It's like there's a history there.
Lance Lynn,
I'm as good once as I've ever been.
History.
Yeah, but I mean, like Kyle Gibson had like shown like the ability. Luke Jackson has literally just been a bad reliever for a decade.
That's true.
And you went, let's have him close games.
Come say what's up to us. Go ahead.
I was just gonna say, yeah, we had nobody who had any save experience for real. Let's talk about the firehouse.
Yes. Well, very well done, Kevin. Although you could have just been looking at my phone as I'm reading this. Firehouse tour continues tomorrow in Mansfield.
3100 East Broad Street. We'll have t-shirts firehouse and breakfast. Three.
What about Woman's Field?
We'll talk
coming up next.
The further north we go.
Go ahead, hit it, Ross.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere. Applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.